9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And before we begin our Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce update, want to say a big thanks to the gentleman who brought me a little piece of scrap wood. It's perfect for our rain gauge project. So you can stand down, everyone else who is going to run over some scrap wood. I really appreciate it. He beat y'all to it. So it's always great. I can put the call out and people rise to the occasion. So always good to be working on a project. Hey, we do have time for our Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce update, but we have Amy Dollar in today. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. I'm filling in for Candy. She's out this week, or for today for sure.
Sure.
And this morning was our business over the over breakfast, and it was sponsored by TLC Nursery from Independence. They were not able to come and speak today, so we had a few stand-ins. One, Acme Foundry spoke today.
Okay.
And big shout out to Scott Tapman on that and Savannah. They came and spoke, and I learned something today.
What did you learn?
So I did not know that Acme Foundry was that they recycle, basically kind of like a recycler.
Oh, okay.
So they take old rails and old car parts and things. Please don't quote me. I might be wrong. I'm trying to
remember. Melt them down?
Like rail stuff.
Okay.
Like that kind of car stuff, I think. And
sure.
They melt it all down and they make into new things like hydraulic casings.
That's awesome.
Yes, very. I thought it was very cool. So anyway, they recycle. Good for the environment. Good for us. And I really appreciated them coming and telling us the things that they do. I do believe that they had some job openings as well. So if you guys are looking for that, Acme Foundry is your place.
I think that sort of thing is so interesting. You know, having those heavy industries are a super important part of our economy, and being able to have that capacity right here in town is something that's pretty unique.
It is. And kind of their evolution, too. They started out working with the brick factories and making the forms or things for the bricks. So when the bricks kind of went away, they evolved, and they have maintained the company that is still relevant. So that's, I think, pretty cool too.
That is neat. One of the old line businesses here in town. So
it is. So we really appreciated them. And then a couple of speakers that were not able to make it. So I had a stand in. So a big thank you to Terry Barrett from the Salvation Army Community Service Volunteers. They came and spoke about Festival of Salads, and then kind of, I surprised them with that. So then they kind of told us what they do. And, every penny, every money they make, it stays here and helps people in Coffeyville. So I really like that. And I think that might help, donation wise, when people want to see their dollars at work. So feel generous and write them a check, and they'll take it any time of the year. So we really appreciated them for coming and speaking about their Festival of Salads, which is Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's on
it
in the
is,
calendar. Right,
it is on the calendar,
yeah.
That I asked James to print out, and then I didn't look at
you're
it.
Good,
so,
you're good.
Festival of Salads is April 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 at the First Baptist Church over here on 9th and Elm. If you don't know where it's at, it's across from the radio station.
Yeah.
So I think
it's a good landmark.
Oh yeah, it's always a good fundraiser. They've got they'll have a bake sale and different things like that. So some of the things that and Chuck McFate talked today. So appreciate all our speakers that had announcements. So he really helped me with. We have so many things going on, and he helped me. So this weekend, of course, we've got. Well, it looks like today Congressman LaTurner is going to visit City Hall at 9:30. That's probably getting ready to go
on. Yeah, 15 minutes from now.
If you're wanting to go get a seat for that, that might be interesting. The 7th, they've got the underwater egg extravaganza at the, did I say that right? Since it's eggs.
Yeah.
At the Phil Kinley pool from 1 to 2:30.
Do you know anything about that? That sounds crazy. You go down and get the eggs from the bottom of the pool or something?
I believe you are diving for eggs.
Oh my
I've
gosh.
Never done it or seen it done, but I think I want to go watch.
That's
for sure.
Wild. I love it.
It is pretty cool. So I think that'll be a lot of fun for people. And that will be there on the 7th, on Good Friday.
What a great idea. I've never heard of that.
I have not either.
That's great.
I know. I've got to get more information. That's
sure.
A lot. That sounds like a lot of fun. But actually, you can get more information, not just James, but anyone, from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. So that's who is sponsoring that. And that I think that will be a lot of fun.
They've I'm got garbage the, at diving, but
I've never been much of a diver. I can swim, hold my breath okay, but I tread water like crazy.
Really?
I can tread water for a long
That's
time.
That's good. That's a good
Yeah, swim. It keeps you afloat. Then the April 8th, Saturday at 2 p.m., they're going to have an Easter egg hunt at the Brown Mansion. out on the yard, I'm assuming. My daughter's like, in the house? No.
It sounds, you know, the backdrop, it almost sounds like the presidential Easter egg hunt, you know, the White House lawns.
That's what
it reminds me of when I picture it.
Me too, kind of. I just picture a bunch of little kids running around their little egg baskets. And yeah, the house in the background. That's very nice. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. Might be good for pictures too. And that is being sponsored by the Friends of the Mansion, the Coffeyville Friends of the Mansion. So that is being put on by them. That'll be a lot of fun. There's an Easter egg scramble at American Legion Post 20 on 12th Street at 1 p.m. All the kids 10 and under are welcome. And then they have special prize NH age group. So thank you for American Legion for putting that on. And then, man, there's more. If you want an Easter egg hunt, this weekend is obviously the time to do it. Coffeyville Friends of Animals has the adoption egg extravaganza. And they're going to start adopting on Good Friday. And then they have an egg hunt at 5 to 7 p.m. Oh, 5 to 7, and then egg hunts at 6 p.m. So you can bring a donation of animal products and participate in the egg hunt. And I don't want to leave anyone out. Oh, those are in Independence. Okay. So April 22nd is the air. They're having an aviation an event at the Aviation Heritage Museum in Coffeyville up at Feaster Park. If you have not been up there, it is super cool. So it's going to be from 12 to 4. There's going to be hot dogs and history from like noon to 2. And then there's going to be kite flying. And Mr. Nix, Bill Nix, I do believe, he's going to come and speak about Wilbur Wright. And he'll do a presentation on Wilbur Wright. And I think that'll be very interesting.
That's cool.
And I know I thought of you when Lisa came and brought us her information. And then Derail Commodity is going to have their big giant hot air balloon there. It will be tethered, but you will be able to see an actual hot air balloon and it working. So that will be a lot of fun. And that will be April 22nd from noon to 4.
That'll be a great event.
I know. I figure you'll probably want to go to that.
I'm sure I'll be there.
And then I'm not going to digress into we have so much going on. If you're bored, go to the Chamber of Coffeyville website and their calendar of events. There is so much to do. They've got the CES Kindergarten Roundup, Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night. I can talk about that. I know about that. So April 22nd is going to be another Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night, and it will be at Gigi's Bar. It starts at 6 p.m., but Chris Crane is the host, so it's always a little early. Get there early. If you want to get there early anyway, get a seat, get you something to eat. If you have not played trivia, it is so much fun. There's $60 a team, so you can have up to 6 people on it. You know, it can only be one of you if you want, but then you're kind of bored. But there are all these different categories, and I really think it's a fun, you get to socialize a little bit, but it's get your brain working. You get to know what you know and what you don't know.
And this is the last one for a little while, right?
This will be the last one, and then they're going to start it again in the wintertime.
Yeah, I think we want to try to put together a team for the radio station for this last one. So.
Well, contact Chris Crane or Martha Bond, any of the ambassadors. We'll be happy to sign you up. And if you're looking to put a team together and maybe don't have enough people, reach out to Martha Bond or one of the ambassadors, Haley Bagwell, Keisha Johnson, trying to think of all the, reach out to one. You guys know an ambassador, reach out to one. They'll help you out. But it's a lot of fun, and don't miss out. If you're like, I don't know any trivia, we don't know any trivia either.
It's fun.
It's fun to know what you don't know. It's fun to know what you know. It's fun to see what other people know. And then like, I think I watched Andy Griffith's show my whole life. Like I thought I watched it. But there are questions that we had two different categories of Andy Griffith questions that I was like, wow. But then our coworker's husband, Kevin, give a big shout out to Kevin Hoggett. He was our Andy Griffith expert. Chris would be ours.
I can take care of Leave It to Beaver flawlessly, I will say. Pretty darn close. Chris has Andy Griffith down pat.
I thought I did, but you know, and I still kicks me. When you're doing these events, you're having fun and you're at trivia night and maybe you know, you're eating and you're having a good time, and then you might forget and write the wrong word. I wrote Hattie Prynne instead of Hester Prynne.
Oh no.
And that is gonna drive me crazy for the rest of my life. My daughter was like, Mom, did you really? And I was like, yes. But moving on, there is so much to do in Coffeyville, and thank you very much to all the sponsors and speakers at Business Over Breakfast today, and we really appreciate all of them. And we appreciate you letting us come in and talk today. I think we've covered everything. Oh, and then we got Bourbon at the Browns tickets on sale for May 6th. The tickets are starting to sell, so and there's a limited amount, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to be on the first floor of the mansion, and we'll be able to access the veranda. So we're going to kind of have an indoor-outdoor thing because it is in May. There's going to be live music, not too loud. It'll be like a cool, like, ambiance kind of music. We're going to have a charcuterie by Carly Cunningham. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have Gunners. Of course, Gunners Bourbon is our special presenter that evening. And so we'll have different sample cocktails and things from them. And I think it's going to be an experience. So it'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you get your tickets for that. And if you can go online and get them, you can go to CoffeevilleHistory.com, or you can come into the chamber and we will be happy to sell you a ticket. And we take cash and credit card and checks.
Excellent. Well, very good, Amy. Always glad to see you in here. You know, normally we chat once a month, but on the air, but I'm glad to have you filling in today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't mind too much, especially since it's at 9:10. It's not an early morning one.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
But Candy will be back next week with her normal candy stuff.
Okay. Her normal candy stuff. That sounds good. Okay. Well, Amy Dollar, always a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
All right. You too. And hey, we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few moments. Keep you here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.